This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
If you've been listening to Radio K Pulpit over the years, you would have heard us speak often about our counseling line and encouraging you to dial our number and to be able to press option number one if counseling is what it is that you might have needed. And we've always chatted about Dr. Foster Kombrink and the team of ABO that were standing by to be able to counsel you with whatever situation you might be in. But what's really amazing is we don't always have to only contact a number. We can also find people in our lives that are willing to serve and willing to step into that space where we need help and encouragement from a biblical perspective. And there's an opportunity for you, if it's been on your heart, to say, hang on, I'd love to step in the space and be a Bible-based counselor myself. Now is your opportunity. What a pleasure to be able to welcome Marius Engelbrecht with us. Marius, great having you along. Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning to you, Brad, and to the listeners. It's going great. It's a bit rainy up here in Gauteng.
Yeah.
But what a privilege it is and to be alive. And really fortunate to be here. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Marius. And you know, it's one thing to have somebody tell us about a course that's being presented, but to have somebody who's actually been submersing themselves in what ABO has been teaching and been learning over the last number of years, you're certainly the best person to speak about. You've been spending quite a few years already at ABO, and this year you completed something called the New Power of the Word in Counseling course. So you've been busy.
Yes, I've been privileged. You know, God has a journey for each of us, and I always say that God likes to surprise us a lot on these journeys that we go on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been really fortunate, and God just led me and directed me into the world of counseling, and that's where ABO came into my life.
So tell us a little bit about your journey and kind of what were your expectations and how were they met and how's your journey been so far?
So the Lord started to speaking to me about in 2021 about going into counseling, and at that point I had no idea. You know, one of those things where you just have to have faith and trust Him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reached out to the counselors at my church, and I asked them, but you know, where do I go? How do I do? You know, how do we make this thing work? And one of them actually directed me to ABO, and I had no idea what to expect. And after prayerful consideration, I decided that ABO would be the way that I would go. And I found an amazing group of people that's willing to sacrifice their time and skills in order to equip others and to be used as instruments of change and encouragement in the lives of others.
So let's look back. I mean, you've been talking here about 2021. We're close to 2026, so this has certainly been a great journey for you. Do you mind sharing some of your thoughts this morning on what the course has actually meant to you personally and some of the changes that you've experienced as you've grown yourself? This isn't only about how to help other people, but I think some change happens in you as well as you work through these different courses and its material.
Absolutely. So I actually enrolled for the first course in 2022 with ABO, and I've up to date I've completed 5 of the courses.
Wow.
And I have actually registered as a pastoral counselor in the meantime. But from the onset, the real world practical engagements, interactions and discussions that ABO offers really challenged and changed me from the inside out. And it showed me the love that Jesus has for all His children. You know, God's word is one of the most powerful resources and tools we have to claim victory over the enemy. But the question is, how many of us actually know how to understand, interpret, and study it in a manner that makes it effective in our lives?
Mm.
And this power of the word course gives us a template of the how-to. But we have a responsibility to make the time to participate and learn in order to experience God's word become alive in our hearts.
So how does this actually impact the counseling and the coaching and the mentoring that you do?
Right. So with ABO, the focus is on God and His word, and it's placed at the center of the teaching, the models and the processes that we taught. And we always to ensure that God is put in the rightful place in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, we know what happened in the garden, you know, with Adam and Eve, and they didn't put God in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
So when God is in His rightful place, then the necessary and relevant changes in our lives can start to happen. We are then simply the facilitators to others, guiding each one on their own journey and pointing them to the one who breaks those chains of bondage that heal hearts and restore relationship. So God's word is the sword that equips me to fight the enemy when he comes against me. Unfortunately to say, not many know how to use it and apply it in their lives, and I would therefore encourage people to enroll and discover the power of God's word in their lives.
Well, I'm fascinated by this. I mean, you've done quite a few of the courses. How are the courses presented? I know people thinking, do I have to go and drive somewhere and sit in a lecture hall? Is it happening online? How are the courses presented?
I for one, are very grateful that they are presented online. So the flexibility is there. It's in the evenings, right? So it doesn't impact on your daily work if you're still working, etc. But in the Power of the Word counseling course, the students read the passages from the Bible, they listen to podcasts, and then they write a journal about the selected topics. And once a month, for this specific course, the students and the presenters, we meet for online fellowship sessions, and then we discuss these topics.
That's fascinating. I know we've got a course coming up towards the end of January, and I want to talk about those details in a moment. I just want to touch base with you, Maurice. I mean, now that you've got all of this, you said you're a registered counselor, and where are you? For people saying, okay, this is all great, I want to do something like this, and I feel the call, just like on your life, Maurice, but how have you been able to use it? Where are you practically expressing all of the skills and the values and things that you've learned to be able to sow into people's lives? How does that look for you personally?
Well, I've had an amazing journey. I've been full-time in the counseling since July 2024. The Lord has opened amazing doors in my life. So I started a online ministry where all of my information is available. But also, I'm a military veteran.
Okay.
You know, back in the day when we were conscripted, and you know, I always say to people, be careful what you say because God holds you accountable. And I remember saying many years ago, I would like to journey with military veterans, especially, and to help the guys that are still struggling to let go of the past. And so I've partnered with a number of military veterans organizations. We're part of the holistic support team, and we're helping the veterans in amazing ways. There's amazing people out there that, again, willing to sacrifice the time and the effort to help those that desperately need it. And I'm just, I just feel privileged that I'm in a position that the Lord can use me at the ripe age of 55.
That's amazing.
I still have purpose. I have renewed purpose, I can say.
Well, that's incredible. I just think, and to find a special niche like that, I mean, it's almost a place of saying, I understand what it's like to be in that situation. I might have experienced that hurt myself, or I see it in other people, and I can speak right into that. And guys, trust you, because you know, you're not just somebody that thinks they know, or they want to talk about the psychological part of it. We're right there in it. Yeah. That makes it so much more approachable. That's incredible. And Maurice, I just want to say, if there are people listening today right now, before we even get into the course itself, but people that might be military veterans, they might be saying, I think, you know, speaking to Maurice is something I'd like to do. How can people get in touch with you?
So I've got a webpage. It's called emetcc.com, Emet Counseling and Coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Or alternatively, they can reach out to me on my email, marius@emetcc.com. Or then on my phone number is 082-959-7379. They can contact me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Maurice. Okay, so now if you've heard, Maurice felt a call in his life. He did something about it by speaking to people. They directed him to Abu. He's worked with Abu for a long time, and they've prepared him with everything he's needed to be able to go out there and not only help others find a niche specifically, and in order to go out there and actually make a business of it. I think that's absolutely incredible. So who knows what the future holds for you that's listening right now, but it starts with that first step, right, Maurice? And they have to take that first step.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this is what we
absolutely
need.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so now there's a course starting. Tell us about the newest course of Abu that starts in the new year.
So the next course starts on Wednesday evening, the 21st of January, 2026. We need prospective students to register from now until 20 January, and they can register on the Abu webpage, which is www.abu.org.za.
So there you go. That's
if they need more information,
yeah.
They can contact Mariki. She's one of the coordinators at 084-501-1102. I'm going to repeat that one. It's 084-501-1102, or they can send an email to mariki@abu.org.za.
So there you have it. We're listening to the voice there of Marius Engelbrecht. He's been doing courses with ABBO. He started getting into that space in the 2021, 2022, and here we are, close to 2026, and it's something that he's already practicing, and he's already using the skill set that he's been taught and making a difference out there. That course starts Wednesday evening, 21st of January, 2026, and you've got up until the 20th of January, but the sooner you get in there, the better. www.abbo, that's ABBO. org.za, or you can WhatsApp Mariki. Ooh, we like Mariki. We've been walking a long journey with her. She's lovely. Get in touch. 0845011102 or mariki@abbo.org.za. Marius, thanks for your time this morning. Bless your brother and the amazing work that you're doing. Thanks for sharing your story, and I hope that's encouraged others who feel similarly to how you felt back in 2021 to step into the special place and special space. So massive thanks to you, brother. Have a really great day.
Thank you, Brad. It's been a privilege. Blessings to you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.